USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across the nation and across the world, people continue to mourn the loss of Aretha Franklin. The singer died yesterday at the age of 76. A crowd has been outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father had been a pastor, since the news broke yesterday.
Her music and her voice was during that civil rights movement, and that's what
touches me.
Her soul, you could feel it, her, you know, the rhythm.
And she set the standard for all singers.
Franklin's family is reportedly planning a public memorial service at a Detroit museum, but a date has not yet been set. A Phoenix police officer is shot and wounded while making a traffic stop.
Our officer did return fire. The suspect and our officer were both injured.
That police spokeswoman says the officer is now fighting for his life. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the La Crosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
12 jurors are still deciding the fate of Paul Manafort. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports yesterday they had some questions for the judge.
The jury in the Paul Manafort case has questions but no verdict on day one of deliberations in the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia. After 7 hours debating his fate, jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including clarification on the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, the trial has gone on for 3 weeks. Manafort, who is 69 years old, charged with tax evasion and bank fraud.
The California wildfires are affecting air quality not just in California. NASA says high levels of carbon monoxide have spread to Texas, as well as the Northeast U.S. and even parts of Canada. Experts say the high concentrations are mostly coming from the Carr Fire and the Mendocino Complex Fire. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on the death of Aretha Franklin, as former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are expressing their deepest condolences following news of the death of the Queen of Soul. The Obamas releasing a statement on her passing saying, "America has no royalty, but we do have a chance to earn something more enduring." And the statement goes on to say that Aretha helped define the American experience through her voice. The couple sending prayers and warm sympathies to Aretha's family and saying everyone's been moved by her music. In other news, the ACLU is pushing to have deported parents brought back to the United States. A court filing yesterday by the American Civil Liberties Union in San Diego claiming it's the only way families that were separated at the border can be reunited. An ACLU attorney saying the government's reunification plan does not address the rights of already deported parents to be reunited with their kids. The government's urging U.S. District Court Judge Dana Sabraw to approve its plan so the process can move forward. Sabraw has laid responsibility of finding parents and reuniting them with their children squarely on the Trump administration. And authorities say a man was shot by another man during an argument in Virginia last night over whether Halle Berry should play Aretha Franklin in a movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.